Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a warmer start this morning, but we also have some rain on the way. I'll show you when that rain arrives where you are.
St. Patrick's Day is known for rowdy crowds downtown. Raleigh police are stepping up patrols to make sure it's a safe holiday.
And Duke is on its way to the second round after a wild first day of the NCAA tournament. Today, NC State is trying to join them. We take a look at the upcoming matchups for both teams. There is a reason it's called March Madness.
Yes.
Incredible. So glad you're with us this morning here on WRAL at 6 o'clock. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yes, Duke goes on to the second round. No upset there. And then NC State looking to pull off an upset. We'll see what happens. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Noticeably warmer this morning. Look at that, 49 degrees right now in Zebulon and around the Triangle area. It's already a little breezy. We have a wind coming out of the southwest, and that's why our temperatures are so much warmer. We're going to feel it through the afternoon, but of course, we do have some rain in the forecast. It's also going to be windy for this afternoon, too, with some gusts up to 30 or 35 miles per hour. It's 48 in South Hill, 48 in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, still 50 in Roxboro, but our temperatures have mostly dropped into the upper 40s right now, and that's anywhere from 15 to almost 25 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Here comes the rain. We're seeing a good bit of that across parts of Tennessee, moving into the mountains of North Carolina. That starts to roll through here just in the next couple of hours. We're going to see that moving eastward with a few light showers between, say, 7 and 9 a.m. A lot of us will stay dry through the morning, but we'll see another round around lunchtime that'll be more significant. Not likely to see as much of that down to the south until later on this evening, but starting around lunchtime through around 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll have more of that rain from the Triangle northward. Once we get past the evening commute, that rain really starts to fill in. It's going to be steady to heavy sometimes at night. You can see this line, which looks like a line of thunderstorms. It's just going to be some heavier rain that moves through closer to midnight. So some light showers on and off this morning, some showers through the afternoon, and then it really starts to pick up in intensity overnight. We'll see a high of 70 degrees, so it's going to be a nice warm one, but of course it will be windy. I'll show you how much cooler it will turn for the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now. And as we check in around the Triangle, still watching those live sensors and not seeing any delays. Looks clear as you come in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. No crashes showing up anywhere in the Triangle area either. In South Raleigh, we're all clear on those westbound lanes of I-40. And then from Wade Avenue to 540, no trouble leaving West Raleigh, heading out to the airport or RTP.
Brian, thanks. It's St. Patrick's Day, a holiday known for rowdy crowds. Raleigh police say they are stepping up patrols on the streets to keep everyone safe through the holiday weekend. WRAL's Naya Harden is live in downtown Raleigh with the efforts to fight crime and noise. Naya.
Oh, a lot of people are going to be out here, especially Glenwood South. This area here is known to be a popular spot for people who are celebrating pretty much anything, including St. Patrick's Day. And Raleigh police tell us there will be increased patrols starting today in the city. Just a few days ago, police presented new crime statistics to city council. They show Glenwood South has had more crimes reported over the last year. As police work to crack down on complaints in the area known for its bars, restaurants, and nightlife, the number of reported incidents went up 16%. 206 guns were seized over a two-year period. And if this St. Patrick's Day weekend is anything like last year, police will be busy. Last year, WRAL investigates found there were more than 40 complaints and crimes reported in the area, including assaults, fights, car crashes, and even a person falling from the balcony of a condo. It's likely you will see extra police out here. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Breaking overnight, we're getting a clearer picture of how the COVID-19 pandemic may have started. Just before midnight, a team of international virus experts announced a discovery of genetic data from a market in Wuhan, China. That data links the coronavirus with raccoon dogs sold there. This adds evidence to the case the pandemic might have been the result of an infected animal sold through illegal wildlife trades. But the data is not conclusive, and there remains debate about whether the virus came from animals or was leaked from a lab.
We're watching for Wall Street's next steps this morning after another bank is saved from the brink of collapse. Investors are watching to see how the market responds after 11 of the country's largest banks came together to put $30 billion into San Francisco's First Republic Bank. The bank was about to fail before receiving that infusion of cash. The goal is to ease lingering concerns about a potential financial crisis following the collapse of two other regional banks last week. Many mid-sized banks are seeing their shares plummet in response.
Two students are facing charges this morning after two guns were found on school campuses in Durham. Both arrests came after anonymous tips to the school system using the text-to-tip line. At Lowe's Grove Middle School, a school resource officer got a tip a student robbed another student at gunpoint on campus. The suspect is a 14-year-old who had a handgun with an extended magazine. Separately, officers at Hillside High School got a tip about a student planning to bring a gun to campus. Officers found a handgun in his car. School board chair Bettina Umstead says this is a serious concern.
Really shocked and alarmed and saddened by what is happening right now in our schools and also in schools across the state. I think the level of young people that have access to weapons or figuring out how to bring those weapons to campus is just really alarming to me.
In the Hillside case, 18-year-old Zadi Woodson is charged with several gun-related crimes. He posted a $5,000 bond. Officers did not identify the Lowe's Grove student because of his age.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, protests are erupting in Paris this morning because the French government says they are moving forward with plans to raise the country's retirement age from 62 to 64. President Emmanuel Macron will trigger special constitutional powers to enact this proposed bill. The massive protests have been held regularly throughout France since mid-January, with millions turning out to voice their opposition to this plan to raise the retirement age. The government has argued that this reform is necessary to keep the country's pension system out of the red in the coming years. Michelle, thanks. The weather system that will bring rain here later today brought at least one confirmed tornado to Texas and left behind serious damage. This video shows what a car dealership in Irving near Dallas looked like after the storm rolled through. The facade of the building came crashing down during strong winds. The storm also damaged the building's roof and at least one car in the parking lot. No one was hurt. That storm also brought large hail down across North Texas. This video from Fort Worth shows golf ball-sized hail pelting cars and then piling up. Once the hail stopped falling, people were able to go out and pick some up, giving us a better idea of just how big some of those hailstones were.
Well, your NCAA tournament bracket probably doesn't look very good this morning. Several big upsets have already happened in March Madness, and NC State will be looking to pull off another upset today. The 11th-seeded Wolfpack will play 6th-ranked Creighton in the first round of the South Region matchup. That game tips off at 4 this afternoon in Denver. The winner will advance to play the winner of the game between 3rd-seed Baylor and 14th-ranked UC Santa Barbara.
NC State looking to join Duke in that second round. The Blue Devils were able to avoid a first-round upset, getting a big win over Oral Roberts. WRL's Chris Lee is in Orlando breaking down what's next for Duke.
Tyler Hansbrough is waking up to his bracket being busted because he chose Oral Roberts to beat Duke last night in Orlando, but that's not what happened. Duke dominated, and now they're headed to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Duke got off to a quick 15-0 run to begin the game. Junior Jeremy Roach tied his career high with 23 points. Roach led another Duke run, a 10-0 spurt to begin the second half. No 5-12 upset in Orlando this weekend. Duke wins 74-51.
I just think our confidence right now is at an all-time high right now. I mean, and I'm the cap. I gotta settle the guys down, lead us to the promised land.
Now the Blue Devils will take on Tennessee in the second round on Saturday. Chris Lee, WREL Sports, Orlando, Florida.
And the NC State women are getting their tournament run started tonight. The Wolfpack are 7th-seeded in the women's tournament. They will play 10th-ranked Princeton in tonight's first-round game. That's happening in Salt Lake City. Tip-off is set for 10 tonight. Duke, UNC, and ECU all in the tournament as well. They start their play tomorrow.
The FAA is looking to make moves to increase safety. The proposed change to cockpit recordings after a number of near crashes on airport runways. Plus,
I'm looking for answers. Why was my son murdered?
A mother seeking justice. Her call for answers after seeing body camera video of her son's death at the hands of Virginia Sheriff's deputies.
And here comes the rain for later on this morning and overnight tonight. I'll show you the timeline for when the rain arrives where you are coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a nice warm start this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 40s and low 50s as compared to yesterday. We were in the 20s and 30s. So it's nice and dry in Apex right now, but we'll start to see some rain moving in from the west. Very light and patchy this morning and then picking up in intensity closer to lunchtime. I'm getting ready to walk you through the timeline coming up in just a couple of minutes. At 45 in Lewisburg, it's 48 Fayetteville and South Hills, 46 degrees in Goldsboro right now. Our St. Patrick's Day planner, I was hoping earlier in the week that it would be a little drier, but we do have some stray showers in our forecast for this morning. A band of rain that comes through closer to lunchtime and on and off through the afternoon, and then it'll be steady to heavy overnight. It is going to be a warm afternoon. We'll see a high of 70 degrees, but it will be windy. Brian?
Elizabeth, 613 right now as we take a look at traffic. Starting off in Knightdale at 87 at Smithfield Road. Lightly traveled in both directions right now. We're not seeing any delays between Zebulon, Wendell, and Knightdale. It's a smooth ride toward Raleigh. No crashes showing up right now around the Triangle. And as we check in on your major approaches into Durham, they're also clear from Raleigh, Wade Avenue. That trip on 40 westbound looks good all the way out toward 885. And out of Hillsboro right now, 85 northbound is all clear to the Durham Freeway Interchange.
Brian, thanks. More charges and arrests are pending this morning in the death of a man who was handcuffed and pinned to the ground at a mental hospital. Right now, 10 people are charged with the murder of 28-year-old Ovo Otieno, 7 Virginia sheriff's deputies, and 3 hospital staffers. His family is now asking for justice after seeing Otieno's rights were violated. They watched body camera video yesterday of the 12 minutes deputies pinned Otieno to the ground.
For now, I'm asking for justice.
Justice.
Justice for my son.
Justice for Ivo.
Justice for Ivo.
Justice for Ivo. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for answers. Why was my son murdered?
Family members say Otieno was in a mental health crisis when he was arrested 2 weeks ago. Police say that was he was taken to a hospital, then jailed, then to a state hospital after becoming combative. That's where he was arrested and later died. A cause of death has not been released.
Breaking news. Within the last hour, Slovakia says it will send fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight against Russia. Slovakia is the second NATO country to make this move. Poland was the first. Poland's president says he expects to send 4 war planes to Ukraine in the next few days. In all, Poland could send between 11 to 19 jets to Ukraine. Poland was also the first NATO nation to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine.
Another drug maker is cutting the price of insulin. Sanofi is dropping the price of Lantus by 78%. The company also says it is setting a $35 a month cap for patients with private insurance. The move follows similar ones by Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk this month. The price change starts next January.
The FAA wants to increase the capacity of cockpit voice recorders. The proposal comes after recent near collisions. Right now, the recorders only save the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating recent runway incidents at airports across the country, but it says because of the 2-hour limit, cockpit recordings are not available in all of them.
A push to ban students from using bathrooms that don't correspond with the gender listed on their birth certificate is one step away from becoming law. It's now up to the governor of Iowa to decide whether to sign the so-called bathroom bill. It also applies to locker rooms. Supporters say it's intended to protect kids, but opponents say it only serves to target transgender students. A similar bill that passed in North Carolina back in 2016 led to mass protests and an exodus of businesses before it was repealed the next year.
We're continuing to watch a big problem in Raleigh's historic Oakwood neighborhood this morning. A huge sinkhole opened up under a home on East Lane Street, forcing the people who live there to leave. The owner says the duplex is unlivable. The owner has tried to repair the damage, but the problem grew beyond his ability to fix it.
Good news for Catholics this St. Patrick's Day. Most bishops say it's okay to eat meat today. In the Catholic faith, parishioners abstain from eating meat during Lent on Fridays. But the National Catholic Service says more than 70% of bishops are granting an exemption today. So bring on the corned beef. from St. Patrick's Day fun to monster trucks. There's a lot happening this weekend, and we have your out and about's best picks.
And since it is St. Patrick's Day, let's start off with some events to help celebrate. On Saturday, Raleigh's newest beer garden has a family-friendly celebration. It all starts at noon at Tap Yard Raleigh. There will be food trucks, a local vendor market, and face painting. Well-behaved dogs are also welcome.
Also this weekend, you have a chance to check out some monster trucks. Monster Jam is back at PNC Arena Saturday and Sunday. If you've never seen these shows, it's really high energy. They're 12,000-pound monster trucks flying through the air doing stunts. It's a lot of fun. Tickets start at $20.
Wrapping up the weekend, there is also a food truck rodeo. On Sunday, Durham Central Park will host a food truck from noon to 4 p.m. There will be lots of trucks and drink vendors on hand. Admission is free. Another great family-friendly pick for the weekend. Just won't be as warm as you see people in shorts in this video. To find out more about these events, go to WRL.com, search Out and About.
Yeah, anyone checking out that food truck rodeo Sunday will have to bundle up for sure, but it's worth it because I love the food truck as well. Let's go over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRCB Weather Center. Nice warm start. Just a little while ago, we saw somebody running in downtown Apex.
And temperatures much warmer this morning than they were yesterday when we were in the upper 20s and low 30s. We're about 20 degrees warmer this morning. And even though it'll be a little chilly this weekend, it's not going to be a washout. We're going to see some showers very early Saturday. The rest of the weekend, you'll be fine to get outside just dressed in a jacket. And Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, and Chapel Hill, all is looking good right now. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, Fayetteville there is a look at our the new camera in front of our newsroom. We take a look at what's happening out here on our satellite and radar view. You can see this cold front. We did have some severe storms along the southern end of this front. We do have some thunder and lightning starting to push into parts of Alabama there, but the severe storms will stay down to the south. What we'll see is just rain out of it, but it may be fairly significant. And the newest runs of the computer models show that rain moving in earlier and earlier each time we get a new run. So between 8 and 9 o'clock, there could be a quick shower that rolls across the viewing area. Then another wave of rain closer to lunchtime. So if you had plans to head out to a meeting or do some errands around lunchtime, it may be a little bit wet from the triangle northward. We may not see a whole lot of rain during the daytime from Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro, but we will see more of that rain overnight. We see some showers working their way back in by the evening commute. It could be a very messy commute this evening. And then as the evening wears on, more of that rain slips eastward. We'll see some heavier bands too, not necessarily thunderstorms, but you can see the yellow and the orange color contours. That's where the rain will pick up in intensity. By tomorrow morning, it's beginning to taper off. By the time we get to 8 or 9 o'clock, it's completely out of the viewing area. I'm hoping that we'll see a few breaks in the clouds on Saturday, but we'll likely see those clouds lingering at least for a little while, even after the rain is over. Here's a look at your planner for St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a warm one. Temperatures climb to 70 as we get into the middle of the afternoon, and we'll hold it in the 60s all the way till around 10 o'clock or so. But we'll see an increasing chance for rain. So if you have outdoor plans for St. Patrick's Day, hopefully they have a tent there, or you may need to rethink it. It just looks wet. How much rain overnight? Probably going to see somewhere between half an inch and 3/4 of an inch before it's all over early Saturday morning. And that's fine. We don't necessarily need a lot of rain. It's a little dry in our southern counties. Parts of Fayetteville or parts of Cumberland County, Sampson County, and Wayne County are still looking abnormally dry, but we're looking pretty good on rain. We've had a pretty nice wet spring. Temperatures this weekend, 58 Saturday, 50 on Sunday. Spring begins on Monday with 53 degrees, but after that, we begin a nice warm-up for the remainder of the week, Brian.
621 Elizabeth, if you're heading out to the airport this morning, you're looking good in both directions of I-40 as we take a look at that live camera out at Aviation Parkway. Also, 540 looks good if you're approaching the airport from that Aviation Parkway exit there on 540. All clear in both directions. Still no crashes reported anywhere in the triangle. We're looking good. Just a little bit of a backup starting to form on 40 westbound right around the Clayton bypass. As we take a look at the latest update from those sensors, live data indicating a 1 minute backup right around the bypass. Once you get to Business 70, traffic's flowing freely into Garner.
Brian, thanks. A student hit by a car while getting off his school bus has a long road to recovery.
And he was laying face down, and he was unconscious.
More about the moment that led up to the crash and what investigators are looking into about the car that hit him.
And let me tell you something, huge upsets on the first day of March Madness, busting all kinds of brackets all over the place. Well, you shouldn't throw yours in the trash just yet.
This morning on Today, top U.S. officials say Russia is lying about what happened to a U.S. drone over the Black Sea. They say the leaders in the Kremlin approve these aggressive actions. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
And heading to break, take a look at your screen. Your winning lottery numbers right there.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Taylor Swift's tour gets started tonight, and fans have a special treat this morning to help them get ready.
Yeah, Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending.
A little bit of an appetizer for Taylor Swift fans. Taylor released 4 songs at midnight to celebrate the kickoff of her Eras tour. 3 of them are re-recordings of earlier songs that were on soundtracks and bonus releases, and the 4th is a previously unreleased song from 2019.
They said the Swifties are so excited about this, and Glendale, Arizona, so excited they changed ceremonially the name to Swift City. So it's going to be a high time in Glendale, Arizona, when that concert kicks off.
Yeah, and fans looking forward to hearing these re-recorded versions, because before her music label didn't allow that.
Yep.
Something to listen to this morning. Yeah. A lot of people talking about their NCAA tournament brackets, and even if yours is busted, don't throw it out yet, because everybody else is in the same kind of shape. After some big upsets on day one, ESPN says that only 658 perfect brackets are left out of more than 20 million that were filled out on the site.
Wow.
I mean, who would have thought that Furman would win their game?
Yeah,
who would have thought that?
This girl.
I had a random guess, and it worked out.
Look at that. She is number one in the WREL bracket. How about that?
Okay, this is going to be temporary, though, because I also picked Arizona to be in my final.
Yeah,
so
you're tied with Woolly Bull.
How about that?
Yeah. See? Goes to show you, don't agonize. Don't try and research. Don't waste a whole lot of time. Just click, click, click.
Just click, 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 and see what happens. She's number one, folks. How about that?
Ken's hanging in there.
Yeah.
I was tied for third. Yeah, yeah.
I've fallen down the leaderboard. But I'm coming back. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Krispy Kreme is getting into the St. Patrick's Day spirit. The original glazed donuts are going green, and you can get a free one if you wear green to a Krispy Kreme store today. You can also check out some of their new St. Patty's themed donuts while you're there.
Today, thousands of people will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day and celebrating the rest of the weekend. Coming up, the uptick in crime and what Raleigh police have planned to keep people safe.